speaking with composer Paul Moravec, and a competition piece for the San Antonio International Piano Competition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward, and I'm also looking forward to visiting San Antonio that I've heard so much about and never managed to get down to, you know, from New York. So, these are all good things. I mean, I can't wait to come to San Antonio.
We'll steer you in the right direction for margaritas and breakfast tacos, definitely.
I expect no less.
Yeah. this is an interesting process coming up with the piano competition, because the pianists will learn the piece if they want to go on to other rounds of the competition. This is actually, there's a prize, I believe, for the person who interprets it the best.
Yeah, and I'm actually part of the adjudicating process, if I understand this correctly, which is remarkable. I mean, because who am I to judge? But in this case, it concerns my own work. So this is a great privilege to be involved in this.
Is it? It's not always that you'll get to hear a new piece several times, more or less, in different interpretations.
That's a great thing, yes.
And so that's got to be a little different, because, I mean, these are going to be some hot shots coming in.
Oh, yeah. And that's an exciting thing as well. A great thing for me as a composer when I'm because every interpretation of my work is a kind of collaboration. A work is never complete until somebody actually realizes it, somebody actually brings it to life. And one of the great pleasures for me is working with really, really good musicians who make my music sound different, better than I imagined, you know. So I get ideas from them. I get inspiration from the musicians as to the piece itself, and then also what the next piece I do, you know, in the same genre will be.
Yeah. Do you like to sit at the keyboard yourself? Do you like to?
I'm a composer at the piano, like Stravinsky kind of thing. You know, I really need to sit at the piano, and I'm a visceral composer. I'm a visceral physical composer, and the way I compose is very often by trial and error, actually at the piano, trying out a million different possibilities and hearing what they sound like and then writing down most of them and then throwing out the ones that don't work. So there's a lot of revision involved and so on. But what I do is, in an odd kind of way, what I do as a composer is manual labor. And in other words, I use my hands to compose. It's like being a carpenter or something, or a sculptor. A sculptor uses his hands to mold his materials and so on. I do something similar, except that it's at the piano, and it follows the kind of geography of the keyboard and so on. And so it's, you know, it's I'm a practical composer in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I know there, throughout history, there have been competition pieces. You know, the Paris Conservatory is pretty famous for having pieces written, all those guys, sort of from Galbert and, you know, all that sort of thing. And even Ravel saying, I'm going to write a piece that's harder than Islamay, you know, that, you know, I'm going to write a knuckle buster sort of thing.
And better than Cats.
Yeah, that's right. but I know you have a great history with like Orpheus and with Maria Bachmann, who, you know, can you put anything in front of her and she'll learn it, you know.
You're referring to the great violinist, Maria Bachmann.
You know, so is it one of those things that you sort of think, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm going to make something, I mean, obviously it's your music, but is it something to think, oh, you know, these are going to be some hotshot kids, maybe I should, this needs to be virtuosic?
I'm going to challenge them, certainly, it'll be a challenge, yes. I mean, this is, you know. What can I say? But that's the way I look at it, is to write something beautiful and challenging, and also something useful, something that after the competition's over, I hope they can use further in their careers.
What else are you? What else are you up to these days? I mean, obviously, you've just done the Sondheim sort of project with Anthony. What else?
Yeah,
I just
came back from Philadelphia, and I'm just coming back from the world premiere of my second opera called Danse Roots, that premiered at the Kimmel Center on Thursday night, and by that I mean April 28th, 2011, and it was fantastic. I mean, if I do say so, it was just terrific. The libretto is by Terry Teachout, who did the libretto for my first opera, The Letter, that was premiered at Santa Fe Opera 2 years ago. And it's a backstage vaudeville comic opera about the making of The Rite of Spring. And the four singers in it are Stravinsky, Diaghilev, Nijinsky, and the conductor Pierre Monteux, who was the conductor of the premiere of The Rite of Spring. And it's a vaudeville, but it's also a curious hybrid because it requires operatic voices, big voices, and so on. But it looks like a vaudeville show. It looks like musical, and every number is a kind of dance, a soft shoe or a waltz or a cakewalk or something like that. And I was just delighted at what Center City Opera Theater did with this. It's a group in Philadelphia. It's just terrific. So,
as always, Paul, it's great to see you, and we're looking forward to you coming to Texas.
I can't wait.